But perhaps the most important formulation of conditioned co-production, according to my thinking at least, is the 24-fold one. Well, we've got 5-fold ones, we've got 10-fold ones, 12-fold ones, and we've got the 24-fold one. I'm not going to go through all these fold ones, but I'm just going to mention the 24-fold one. But before I go on to speak about the 24-fold formulation of conditionality, let me just say a few words about conditionality in general. The fact that a thing is conditioned means it's not independent. It is dependent. And because it is dependent, it has no absolute existence of its own. In Buddhist terms, it has no own being. It's dependent on its being, on something else, or other things. Its existence is only relative, better to say, relative to some other thing or things. It does not have an absolute non-existence because it arises. You can't deny that it arises. So it doesn't have an absolute non-existence. But at the same time, it does not have an absolute existence because it ceases. This, of course, exemplifies the teaching of the middle way. Let me repeat this because the idea may be new to some of you. It doesn't have an absolute non-existence, or let's say phenomena do not have an absolute non-existence because they arise and we experience them. At the same time, phenomena do not have an absolute existence because they cease and we experience this too. So, conditionality, the principle of conditionality, is neither existent nor non-existent in the absolute sense. And because it represents neither an existence in the absolute sense nor a non-existence in the absolute sense, it is said to be empty or void. That is to say, it's empty of existence and it's empty of non-existence. And of course, if one goes a step further, as the Mahayana especially does, well, it's empty of the very distinction between existence and non-existence. But this emptiness or voidness of conditionality can be expressed in positive terms, perhaps positive within single inverted commas. Some Buddhist schools describe emptiness or voidness in this positive sense as a pure, a non-dual, luminous awareness. It's an awareness which is not the awareness of any subject, nor is it the awareness by any subject of any object. It's just an undifferentiated, unlimited mass of awareness, which is blissful, which is utterly transparent, and within which there's not even a shadow of the distinction between subject and object. Emptiness or voidness can be described in positive terms in this sort of way, provided one doesn't take the description too literally. Take it, as the Zen tradition says, just as a finger pointing very, very tentatively, very tremblingly even, at the moon. Except, of course, there's no finger, no pointing, and no moon. You have to remember that too. That's probably as far as thought and speech can go.